Hello.
Hi, sir. This is Courtney, intake specialist. We got the call got dropped.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. My phone was ringing, and that's why it did that.
It's okay. This is my direct line to my desk, so we can just save this phone number and hold on one second. You started using it. You used it for 18 years. You started using it in 2000. What time of year did you start using it?
You said what time of the year?
Yeah, like what month and date in 2000 did you start using it?
Oh, I saw it. Oh, it was like November. No, it was November.
November 1st, 2000, you started using it, and then you stopped using Roundup
Yes.
because you got sick, correct?
Right. Yes. I stopped
Okay.
using it like in December 2000. Yes.
Okay, perfect.
20.
Okay, and then you were using it monthly. How were you spraying it? Were you using it hand sprayer, backpack and hose?
I was using the hand sprayer.
Okay, and this was just like around your property area.
Yes,
Like,
ma'am.
okay. Where else were you spraying it at?
Around the flower beds, the backyard, and front yard.
Okay. And then, did you ever wear any type of protective gear?
You know what? At the time, I didn't wear a mask or anything, or long sleeves or nothing like that. I didn't know the danger of it at the
Yeah, I don't think anybody really did.
time.
It's unfortunate. And then you are in the state of, I apologize,
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Just to verify, Texas is a state. And then residential, you were directly exposed every time. You were the one spraying it, correct?
Yes, I was. Yes, uh-huh.
And you did personally spray it, directly exposed. You were exposed every time, giving you, give or take, 18 years, about 432 exposures in your lifetime, okay? Do you live
Okay.
near a water well, or do you get your water from a well?
No, ma'am. No, I don't.
Okay, are you exposed to any other herbicides like benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then did you buy concentrate or pre-mixed?
Concentrate.
Okay. And where were you purchasing this at? Like Home Depot in Texas?
Home Depot out on Wheatland Road here in Dallas.
What? Okay, in Dallas, Texas.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you're fine.
Excuse me. I got it. Okay.
Wheatland Road. All right, I got it. Hold on one second. And then, did you have any proof of purchase or credit cards or anything like that?
No, with cash.
No, paid with cash. Okay, no pictures.
No,
Do you
ma'am.
have any empty bottles in your possession, like any in your garage or anything like that?
No, ma'am. I got rid of no, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
Okay. Are you employed?
Yes, ma'am. Temporary. I'm doing temporary security work.
Okay. Who's your employer?
Platinum Security Company.
Okay. Hold on one second. And then did you lose work because of your related illnesses?
Not at that particular time. At that particular time, I was unemployed. Well, not employed for 18 years, but I did at one point because I was in the hospital for like 10 days.
Okay.
And I was off for like approximately like 2 months at the time.
Okay, so you only lost like what,
Because I was smoking.
approximately how much time do you think you lost?
I'm gonna say with on and off. I'm just gonna add and say about a year on and off.
Okay, unable.
That
Okay,
was the
perfect.
chemo and all that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. A year due to cancer treatment. Okay. Yeah, I know it's not fun going through that cancer treatment. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Any other lawsuits you've been involved with, or disability or workers' compensation claims?
No, ma'am.
Filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Convicted of any crimes?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Who is your diagnosing physician? Do you know your doctor's name?
Doctor's name?
Beth White. Right. B-P-H.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, hold on 1 second. Dr. Beth Wright. And she was your oncologist?
Yes.
Okay. All right, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I just have to get this information really quick. And then, what was the name of the hospital you were treated at?
Methodist Hospital in Dallas, off of Beckley Street.
Okay, I got it. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
And when did you start your treatment?
I started receiving treatment December of 2018. On the date?
Yeah, like the 26th, 27th?
It was the 25th of December, 2018.
Okay, 2018, okay. Okay, and then you did have medical records to indicate your cancer and type, right? Correct? You could show proof of medical records?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
How has the diagnosis impacted your life?
Really, you know what? I don't feel the same. I don't have the same life I used to have because, you know, from the chemo and all that, it had a major toll on my thinking, hair loss and all type of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
What type of treatment?
I don't have
the
same energy that I used to have.
Yeah, loss of energy. Yeah, loss of ability to be productive. Your the fear. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then did you receive surgery, or was it chemo, radiation, immunotherapy, targeted therapy, pain medication, and radiation, or what was it that you received?
It was chemotherapy.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. It's just to ensure the case for you. It helps,
mm-hmm.
You know, if for some reason you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. It could be someone that lives with you or doesn't. Who would you like me to put?
My mom, Linda Greer.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Linda, she doesn't live with you, or she lives with you?
Yes. L-I-N-D-A.
Does she live with you, or doesn't live with you? Sorry.
No.
Okay. Linda Greer. Okay. And what's her phone number?
214-583-9996.
Perfect. Thank you. And you give me permission to contact her if needed?
Okay.
Okay.
It's 583. Yeah, 583-9996.
Yeah, yes. I got it. Perfect. Okay, and then I have your primary address is 2704 Alameda Drive, Dallas, Texas, Dallas County, 75216, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Was there any additional information that you want me to put in the file that you can think of?
Yes, my middle initial is L.
Okay, I'll put that in there. Hold on. Let me go back up. I'm going to summarize this for you, and then I'm going to send you some documents to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. System's generating your documents now, so just give me a moment while those do that. And just to summarize, you are filing a claim on the behalf of yourself. You do not have an attorney at this time, and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup. You were diagnosed between 2005 and present. Your diagnosis date was 12/25/2018. And you are between the ages of 18 and 79. You do have a birth certificate, sprayed for approximately 18 years. You did spray Roundup for 10 days or more. You are a citizen of the United States. And you said your middle initial is L, as in Larry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yes.
I have Baron, B-A-R-O-N, L, Greer, G-R-E-E-R. Your date of birth is 1/30/1965. I have your social at 463-25-9369.
Correct.
All right. And then you were diagnosed for a full year. Okay. You started using Roundup 11/1/2000, stopped using it 12/1/2018. You were directly exposed every time, putting you at approximately 432 exposures in your lifetime. And then I do have your diagnosing doctor is Dr. Beth Wright in Meadows Hospital in Dallas, Texas, and Linda Greer, your mother, as your primary point of contact. Does that all sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
have
you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
No.
Okay. Well, it's pretty self-explanatory. You just basically follow the prompt. It's going to ask you to. I can help you if you need to put me on speakerphone. I'm going to text it to you. It's the easiest way. Hold on one second. It's coming through. All right, so I'm sending you the agreement now. I'm going to send it to you via text. It'll say Courtney at Mass Tort Strategies have sent you a DocuSign agreement. You're going to want to go ahead and press accept and act on these documents, review and sign.
Okay, it's not letting me. Hold on, Courtney. Okay, I see it. Courtney. Okay, I see it. It says Courtney Mass wants to send you documents envelope. Okay, so just push my hashtag.
Yep, press accept, adopt and sign.
Okay, push yes.
Yes.
Okay. It says DocuSign, allow, continue. Okay, Courtney, here we are. It says agree to electronic records and signature. Yes.
Press yes. And then it's going to ask you to adopt and sign a signature. You're going to have to draw your signature with your finger.
It says start.
Press start.
Okay. Okay, right here it says client signature. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to want to sign your signature, press adopt and sign, and then once you sign your signature, then you just tap the fields, and it'll auto-generate your signature for you. And then once you get to the finish button, let me know.
Okay.
And then just let me know once you press finish.
Okay. Sounds like it's skip. Oh, okay. I see what's going on. Oh, when I tap it, it's putting my signature on automatically, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There we go. Okay. Finish. Do
right,
I push next and then finish?
Yep. Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, if you press next and then it scrolls you back up, you missed something. You didn't tap one of the fields.
Okay, hold on. There you go. Okay, I think I got it. Okay, this says finish now. I got it.
Okay, now what does it say?
It says continue. It says you're done signing.
Okay, good, perfect. Okay, so let me go ahead
and
check it.
It says continue. I just click continue.
Yep.
That's it?
Yep. You can download it, but it will send a PDF to your email as well for your records. And then what happens now is just remember
okay.
This is a legal contract between you and the firm. It's really important you don't discuss the matter
okay,
with anyone
here,
else.
It says, okay, because here it says get started signing today, so I can ignore that.
Nope, ignore that.
It went back to that.
Yeah, you're fine. So just to let you know, this is a legal agreement. You know, you don't want to discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then basically, like from here on this point on, any medical records or things that you can obtain to help support your case, you want to go ahead and do that. The attorneys will be calling you not too long, probably in the next week or so. And I will send you their info actually right now while you're on the phone with me.
Okay.
And actually, I got to do it when we hang up the phone, but I will send you the contact number for you to look out for, okay? Did you have any other questions?
Thank you
for
so
me?
Much for
Yeah, of course.
No,
I'm glad that I was able to help you out, and I hope you have a blessed day, okay?
You too, Courtney, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.